Lebo kde sa dvaja alebo traja zhromaždili v mojom mene, tam som medzi nimi.
Okay. So where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them.
A my, čo sme pripravovali tento tábor, tak sme to robili v jeho mene, s ním.
So us who are preparing this camp for you, for us, we've been doing this with him.
A z toho textu vieme, on je tu medzi nami, Boh je tu.
And also from this verse from Bible, we can see that God is present here. He's with us right now.
No tak skúsme tak zamyslieť nad tým, že čo to znamená, hej. Ja si spomínam, ak sme aj včera, aj predtým, pozeraj na tie hviezdy napríklad.
So I just try to think for a few moments, what does it really mean that God is with us? For example, I remember that during the nights, many of you were wondering how great the sky is. You know, the stars, Milky Way, everything.
Niektorí videli aj ten meteorit, ktorý tam ostal tak dlho, pamätáte, to bolo fakt krásne.
Some of you have even seen the meteor or asteroids or whatever is it called. Yeah.
A ten, ktorý to všetko vymyslel, tak je tu s nami. Ten, ktorý stvoril aj nás, pozná nás.
And the one who actually created all of this and many more beautiful things is actually now in this room even with us.
A preto sme sa tu aj mohli cítiť ako v raji. Ja si to pamätám, že to niekto povedal na iniciatívach.
Some of you actually during the initiatives told that he's feeling like in a paradise or in heaven. So that's why we kind of felt like in heaven, because God was actually here.
Keď niekto opisoval svoje sny, že toto je ako keby ten jeho sen, ktorý sa naplňa.
Also when we were to describe our dreams, somebody has told that actually this camp is like the dream becoming true.
A pre ten istý dôvod sú tu všetci v pohode. Lebo sa nechávame viesť a meniť Bohom. A nechávame sa ovplyvňovať tým, čo je dobre.
This is the same reason why people are cool here. Because we let God to lead us.
A možno taká otázka, ktorá nie je len moja, ale niekto z vás ju povedal, že teda že taká otázka, ktorú aj niekto z vás vyslovil.
Another question that also someone of you has asked.
Že ako teda dosiahnuť, aby všetci nie len tu na tábore, ale aj v Žiline okolo teba boli aj po tábore v pohode.
So how to make it happen to all of people in Žilina or like everyone who you know would be as cool as we are here in this camp.
Pretože je tu isté riziko.
Because there's a risk. There's one very dangerous thing.
A Majo nám chce povedať taký svoj príbeh o tom riziku, ktorý možno aj viacerí z vás zažili.
And Majo would like to tell us something about this dangerous thing.
No, takže keď som bol v vašom veku ešte mladší, tak som tiež bol na zopár kempoch.
When I was in the age that you are, or even younger, I've been in several camps like this.
A vždycky sa mi tam veľmi páčilo.
And I always really enjoyed time spent there.
Nie len ten program, ale predovšetkým tí ľudia.
Not just the program, but the people there.
Ako sa k sebe správali.
How they behave.
Ako sa správali ku mne.
How they behaved to me.
Že ma neodstrčili. A mohol som s nimi robiť všetko.
That they brought me in and I could do everything with them. I feel fine with it.
Tiež ako nenadávali medzi sebou, ale správali sa k sebe milo.
They were nice to each other.
Mm-hmm. A ako to tak býva, tak každý camp sa raz musí skončiť.
And eventually every camp, as everything has come to its end.
A ja som bol vždycky smutný z toho.
And I have been always sad about it.
A keď ten tábor skončil,
and when the camp ended,
tak som cítil takú prázdnotu v sebe.
I felt empty place in my heart.
Ako keby mi chýbala nejaká časť tela.
Just like I'm missing some part of my body.
A som chcel ísť späť na tábor, aby som mohol byť s tými ľuďmi viacej ešte.
And I wanted to go back to that camp to meet those people again and to be with them.
A tiež som tak nejak túžil byť s Bohom viacej.
And I really wanted to be with God.
No a aj som to tak robil, že som chodil na nejaké stretnutia, mládeže, dorasty.
And I've also used to do that. I've attended youth groups, small groups, whatever.
A vždycky po kempe to bolo také silné. Veľa som sa učil, veľa som prijímal.
Yeah, and the time right after the camp ended was really strong because I've received many things and I've been thinking a lot about relationships with God, for example.
No ale potom začala škola.
But then the summer holidays ended and the school began.
Rôzne aktivity, problémy.
I had a lot of activities, issues to solve.
A takéto prvotné nadšenie vychladlo. To, jak som chcel byť s tými ľuďmi, už to nebolo také silné.
Oh, and my desire to be with these people and also with God, it wasn't so strong as it was before.
Si pamätám, napríklad som hral počítačovú hru.
Perhaps I've been playing a video game on Friday night.
A tak som si povedal, no, ešte to dohrám a na doraz pôjdem o týždeň neskôr.
I just thought to myself, well, tonight I'm playing this game and I'll go to youth group next week.
Nič sa nestane, pohoda.
Well, nothing's gonna happen anyway.
Ale keď prišiel ďalší týždeň, tak sa to skoro zopakovalo.
But when the next week came, I actually played the video game again.
A ako šiel rok, tak na tie stretnutia som chodil menej a menej.
By the time was passing, I spent more and more time at home instead in a youth group.
A potom prišiel ďalší tábor a bolo to super.
And then next camp came, and everything was fine again.
A potom zase prišla škola.
But then the school was there again.
A problémy.
Issues, problems.
A taká lenivosť.
Laziness.
No a tak, ale čo je veľký problém, je to, že niečo podobné sa vždycky dialo aj v mojom vzťahu s Bohom.
What was a real problem with this was that the same thing was happening in my relationship with God.
Ako chladlo moje nadšenie byť s ľuďmi.
And my desire to be with people faded away.
Tak aj moja potreba byť s Bohom vychladala.
My desire to be with God faded away as well.
A potom som Boha potreboval iba keď som mal nejaké problémy.
And actually I've been speaking to God only when I needed something for him.
Ale keď bolo všetko v pohode, Boha som nepotreboval.
Or when everything was all right, I didn't need him.
Spoločenstvo alebo tie dorasty mládeže sú vec, ktorá nie je iba pre zábavu, ale aj nám môže pomôcť na tej ceste s Bohom.
Christian community, youth groups, small groups and so on, it's not just for fun or something, although it's fun, but it's also for us to keep us on the right track.
A keď my odbočujeme, tak tá skupina ľudí nás môže dostať späť.
And when we go out of the right track, the community can get us back.
Ďakujem.
That's it.
Ďakujem, Majo. Tak ja vás prosím, že pre vás, že nespravte tú istú chybu, jak Majo.
So I kindly ask you not to do the same fault as Majo did.
Že buďte v kontakte. Buďte v kontakte s nami.
Stay in touch with us.
Buďte v kontakte s Bohom.
But what's more important, stay in touch with God.
Tak ako dosiahnuť, aby všetci v Žiline boli v pohode,
so,
v okolí tvojom?
How to make it that everyone in Žilina is so cool?
Začína to tebou.
It begins with you.
Pretože ty máš zobrať to, čo si zažil tu.
Because you are the one who should take the experiences you experience here on the camp.
Držať si ich a zobrať ich do Žiliny.
Stick together with them and for them to Žilina.
A možno ako to spraviť?
So how to do this?
Tak ja nechám Adama, aby niečo povedal o tom, hej.
Let Adam say us some wise words about this.
No, takže ja som zažil niečo podobné ako Majo, veľakrát.
So, I have experienced the same thing as Majo did many times.
A čo som sa možno vďaka tomuto takému hojdačkovému efektu naučil? Proste, že je tak na hojdačke. Môžete hore, dole, hore.
So, what's the thing I've learned from this?
A je, že je nesmierne dôležité udržiavať všetky kontakty, ktoré som mal tu.
That is extremely important to stick together with people you have met here.
Pretože myslím si, že to, prečo tu je tak veľmi cítiť Boha a to, prečo sme tu všetci v pohode.
Because the reason why we can feel God is here and why everyone is so cool here.
Je presne to, čo Peťo vravil, že kde sa dvaja alebo viacerí stretnú v mojom mene, tam budem. Ako povedal Boh.
It's the same thing that Peťo has read from the Bible. That where two or three men come together, God is with them.
A čo mňa osobne nesmierne pomohlo ostať pri Bohu bolo?
What actually helped me personally to stay in touch with God was?
Bolo to, že som takto ostal v kontakte s ľuďmi a s priateľmi, ktorí boli pri Bohu a navzájom sme si pomáhali.
What's the thing that I stayed in touch in community that knew God and we helped each other?
Napríklad sme si začali robievať také stretnutia so pár kamarátmi.
For example, well, we began to have small groups.
A postupom času sa z nás stali naozaj veľmi dobrí priatelia.
And eventually we became really good friends.
Ale čo je dôležité je, že sme si navzájom pomáhali a ostať pri Bohu a ostať v pohode.
What's more important, we helped each other to stay in touch with God and to stay cool.
A je dôležité mať nejaké spoločenstvo blízkych ľudí a tiež je dôležité mať aj niekoho, jedného konkrétneho, s kým budeme naozaj ešte v takom bližšom kontakte.
I believe that it's very important to have community that you could share your faith with. And it's also important to have one particular person.
A niekoho, komu sa môžete zodpovedať a zdieľať s tým, čo vás trápi, alebo čo sa stalo, prípadne čo vás teší.
Someone you can share someone who you can share with what makes you sad or what makes you happy, everything you have experienced.
A niekto, o kom budete vedieť, že nech sa deje čokoľvek, bude tu pre vás a môžete sa na neho obrátiť a bude sa za vás modliť a pomôže vám.
And someone, you know that no matter what's going to happen, this man or woman is going to be here for you and she's going to pray for you.
Ale rovnako veľmi, veľmi dôležité je, aby sme každý pracovali aj sami na sebe.
But what's also important is that we keep working on ourselves.
A viem, že niektorí z vás možno začali na tomto kempe čítať Bibliu a modliť sa tak.
I know that some of you have started to read Bible and start praying during this camp.
A podľa mňa je to úplne najúžasnejšia vec, čo môžeme tu na svete robiť.
And I believe that is the most best thing we can do here on earth.
A je to tiež veľmi dôležité, aby sme ostali v kontakte s Bohom a tým pádom, aby sme boli v pohode.
Because it's very important to stay in touch with God. And therefore we can stay cool.
Ale nevždy to bude ľahké, no vždy to bude stáť za to.
It's not going to be easy. Don't expect it to be easy. But it's always going to be worth it.
Tak vás chcem pozbudiť k tomu, aby ste na tom pracovali ďalej, aby ste nenechali padnúť to, čo sme tu začali spoločne.
So I want to encourage you to carry on when we get back to Žilina or wherever. To not let the things we have experienced here fade away.
Ďakujem.
Hej, tak nechaj sa aj ty meniť Pánom Bohom, tak to Adam povedal.
So let the God lead us and change us eventually.
Teším, že Adam povedal tak konkrétne, že keď si čítame Bibliu, jeho slovo, tak on nás môže cez to meniť.
I'm really glad that Adam said that when we read the Bible, we let God change us in his way.
A ja myslím, že to všetci aj chápu, že aj keď to hovoríme, že sme v pohode, tak to vôbec není o tom, že my sme cool, ale to, že Pán Boh nás mení.
And I hope that everybody understands that when I say that we are cool, it doesn't mean we are cool, but God is cool, and that's the way how we can be cool as well.
Takže ten kredit celý má Pán Boh.
So all the credits goes to God.
Tak nechaj sa meniť, nájdi si kamoša, s ktorým môžeš rozprávať otvorene.
So let God change you and find someone who you trust.
A žij s ním, s Bohom.
And live with God.
My vám chceme pomôcť v tom, hej, jak ste niečo začali tu a neviete, že čo teraz, hej.
We really want to help you with this. If you are starting something here and you don't know what to do yet.
Tak aj to, čo Majo hovoril, to takú spoločenstvo, skupinu.
The thing that Maya said, a community.
To tak ponúkame, že príjdete na mládež.
Tam. That's what we offer to you. Come to our youth group.
Tam sme.
That's where we are.
A druhá vec, že čo možno Adam spomínal, mať nejakého človeka, s ktorým proste pôjdeš v živote, hej, že mu môžeš povedať.
The second thing that Adam said, have one person, you can share everything with him, you can pray with him.
Možno kto ti môže pomôcť.
Find someone who can help you.
A ja verím tomu, že tí ľudia, ktorí to tu organizovali, tí vedúci, tak sú ochotní s vami zdieľať ten život, že vám chcú pomôcť a proste byť s vami kamoši.
And I believe that the leaders that made this camp for you are ready to become these people.
Verím tomu, že vám vedia aj pomôcť.
I believe they want to help you and are able to help you.
Tak, ako spraviť super tábor?
So, how to make a great camp?
Pozvi naň Boha.
Invite God.
A ako prežiť super, alebo taký pravý život?
How to have a good life?
Pozvi doňho Boha.
Invite God.